All right, so if you guys can't tell already, you know, by the matching shirts, which, by the way, are you guys in the back wearing, you know, the Jamonville shirts? You can sit up front here. That is okay. It's all right. You can walk up if you'd like, but you can stay back there too. Don't let me pressure you, but come on up front. Yeah. So this is Jamonville Sunday. We just came back from Jamonville on Friday. And before we get into, you know, what the week kind of looked like and stuff, there are a few students who actually volunteered to come up here and kind of just share their experience with their week and what God did through them and, you know, for them and that they saw this week. So all of you guys who are going to share, now is the time. Yeah, no, everybody come up here at once. Let's have the rest of you stand up here and look out. Perfect.
Hi, everyone. My name is Christian Cater, and God touched my life as well as the lives of nearly everyone at camp this week in some way, shape, or form. Personally, before this week, I've been finding a lot of the things at church boring and not really challenging to my faith, which made it really hard for me to stay committed in coming to church. It had been more of a slow and gradual process than any event in particular. I just hadn't really been getting much out of church lately. Church was starting to become just another thing to do and not something that I was really looking forward to. And then I heard what the topic for Jamonville was going to be this year. Revival. That's a word that didn't seem boring to me at all. Revival was something that seemed new, something that seemed like it would be fun to learn about, something that could be exciting if God would actually bring about revival. Troy Miller, our speaker for this week, defined revival as a move of God to bring the church back to God. After revival happens in the church, then it spreads to the world around us. Troy repeatedly said this week that he was not going to pull any punches when it came to what he felt led to say, and I'm going to do the same thing to some degree. I don't want my story of what happened at Jamonville this year to only be the story of a group of kids who encountered God in some way, shape, or form, and then not apply any of the things that we learned this week to your own lives. I want this to be about sharing with you guys some of the things that we learned over the past week and challenge you in some ways as well. With that being said, here's my story of what happened at camp this week. Now, if you've ever been to Jamonville, there's a certain misplaced reputation that early in the week, students are just kind of going through the motions in worship and during chapel, and then later in the week, they have some sort of experience that sometimes they end up crying during. Yeah, well, we were crying on Monday this week. From basically the beginning of camp, there was a hunger and desire for revival that was basically uniform throughout the entire group. We as a whole wanted to see God show up in a tangible way, and he started to, even on the first night. During the message, we talked about how God wanted to reveal himself to us, and when he would, this would eventually lead to revival. During the second night, worship was perhaps even more powerful than the first night, and during the sermon, Troy said that the point of Christianity should not be to make bad people good, but to make dead people alive. Revival, then, should be about Jesus breathing life into that which was dead, not about anything that we as men are able to do. And then came Wednesday. I think that the church as a whole has an interesting relationship with the word revival, because on one hand, people identify a revival as something that should be happening, but on the other hand, this would actually require the church to not stay comfortable in a half-in, half-out, only think about God on Sundays mentality. That's the way I'd been living out my Christianity, at least. I would assume other people have been as well. Troy talked about roadblocks to revival Sunday morning, and one of the roadblocks to revival is comfort. Troy said, revival never comes to people who compromise. I knew I'd been compromising on a lot of things that I knew God was wanting me to do, and I really don't feel as if this is an uncommon position in the church today. I would encourage you to take a look into your spiritual lives and see if there are some areas you may have started compromising that is preventing revival in your life. But then came Wednesday night. We as a group had been praying all week for the Holy Spirit to fall, and during worship on Wednesday night, the Holy Spirit finally did. If you don't know what it means for the Holy Spirit to fall, I would encourage you to ask one of the pastors, or I could give you the best definition I can after the service. Anyway, the Holy Spirit showed up in a tangible way that we had been waiting for him to all week during worship, and the rest of the week would be spent worshiping God together and praying for one another in a freedom that we had not had before. This was truly exciting Christianity that I felt like I had been missing for so long, and it was amazing. Every year, we always say how we are going to cling to the feeling that we find on the mountain, but this year, I'm going to focus on God instead of the world when I get back to my everyday life. That was what I wrote 2 years ago after Jamonville, and something that proved not to be true. So this year, I feel like it is important to continue to grow in our faith as a community of believers, and I've been having some conversations with people already about the possibility of some opportunities for youth and young adults to worship the same God from the mountain at home on a regular basis. I don't want this to be about something that happened once on a mountain and then never changed the way we live as believers at home. I would encourage you, youth group kids, to maintain the boldness that we have at camp, and just like Peter and John, to help one another when sharing the gospel with those around you. I hope you all are encouraged as well as challenged by what happened to Jamonville this week, because it was truly life-changing for us. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Emma Thoman, and I have been going to Jamonville for about 7 years now. And this is kind of awkward because my whole speech is literally Christians, but a little shorter. This week, our theme is revival, and revival is seeing God in a new way. This week, God showed himself in a new way to me from watching others receive the power of God feels like. I have been going to Jamonville for now 7 years, and watching new people experience the emotion is so breathtaking. One thing that stood out to me, and to Christian apparently, is when Troy the speaker said, Christianity is not about making bad people good, it's about making dead people alive. And God did that this week. He made the non-believers believe, and the untrusting trust him. Usually in the past years at Jamonville, there is a super emotional and powerful night, and that is usually Thursday night, but not this week. Not only was Thursday filled with the Holy Spirit and emotion, but Wednesday, Tuesday, and Monday were. God went straight to the heart and didn't give us a second to doubt him. Us youth group is not just a little group of multiple friend groups. We are one large family. And every speaker at every camp tells us that we are different than the other groups that they have spoken to in the past. And I believe that is so true because we have something really special. So us as a family have made the decision that we are not going to keep the feeling on that mountaintop. We are going to continue our revival here and make a larger community. And you all, as our church, need to help us and be accountable for us, because we are all in this together. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Olivia Petner, and I do not have stuff written down like they did, but we're going to wing it. So I've been going to Jamonville for 5 years now, and the first year I went, I was excited just to see my friends and play games and all that type of stuff. But now that I realize that's not what Jamonville is about, this year was completely different than all the other years I've gone. It was different. Monday night, when we were worshiping in the chapel, one of my friends came up to ask me. He was like, "Do you want to pray with people for me later?" And of course I said yes, because I was like, this is going to be fun, something new for me to do. And I prayed for people, and it felt different. Like, I felt God with me there in that chapel that night. And right then and there, I knew that that week was going to be really powerful. Tuesday night, it was really emotional for all of us, but it was also really powerful. Powerful is a great word to describe the week at Jamonville. And the rest of the week was just more crazy, I guess. God was just there with us every single day, and I can't wait to go back next year. Thank you.
This week was amazing. And that's pretty much, in reality, I could say that and step down knowing that I said everything that really needed to be said, because this week was amazing. Thank you guys for, you know, having the courage to stand up here and share about the week. Christian, you basically stole most of, you know, what this message is going to be. So if you guys will allow me to repeat what Christian said just a little bit longer. So this week, though, as they have said, you know, our speaker was Pastor Troy Miller. He wanted to be here this morning, but he has his own church that he is the pastor for, so he could not make it. So I'm going to speak in his place about, you know, what this week kind of meant to us, what this week was about, why we had the theme for this week. And so first, I do want to say that, like the students were all saying, Jermontville is crazy. Crazy in the best way imaginable. Whether it was getting blasted by confetti from all of the fourth and fifth graders, while they threw compliments at us as well, which was admittedly my idea, and I have no regrets because it was awesome. But everything about this week was different. I've been coming to Jermontville since probably like third grade. Whatever, it was either second or third grade. My parents were leaders, and we kind of just got dragged along, all of their kids. But ever since then, I never stopped going, and I can confidently say this year was different. The atmosphere, the attitude, just the entire tone of the trip as a whole was different. I'll be the first to admit, this week was scary for me. There was a lot of kids coming, and no matter how prepared I felt, I did not feel prepared enough. Like, I think out of, you know, the last few years that I have been in charge of Jermontville, this was the week that I was most prepared for, but I felt the least prepared. It was wild, but it was so, so good. So, so good. So with that being said, you know, before we get into this message, let's pray really quick. God, thank you for this day. Lord, thank you for just an amazing week where you were present. And God, you set these students' souls on fire for you. God, I pray that today the words that are said are yours and not mine. God, and what was done last week can be known and celebrated. It's in your name we pray. Amen. So this message might also be a little different. Normally when the speaker from Jermontville comes in and talks about Jermontville and, you know, just about how the week went as a whole, it's basically just a general summary of what the theme was and what the idea behind the messages were, just all mixed together. This message, though, I feel that it's only right, that it could only do the week justice if we do go through day by day and get into what we talked about so you guys can understand and see why this change is here and why this change is happening. So as Christian said, the theme for our week was revival. And the reason for that is because the past, I guess now it would be 2 years, I've had an overall theme for youth group for the year, and then we kind of bring it full circle and we wrap it up at Jermontville. So the theme for the youth group this year was static. And the idea behind that was, well, you know, sometimes our faith feels still and stagnant, like it's not moving, it's not growing. And so we talked about all of the things, you know, through youth group that seem to be keeping our faith stagnant or what is holding us back. And then with Jermontville, the theme is revival because now we have new life. Our faith has new life and we are growing and moving towards God. And this was the entire reasoning behind revival being our theme. And Troy loved it, and Troy just ran with it. And I'm incredibly grateful for that. So each of the days, we talked about all of the major ingredients, right, that go into revival. And each of the ingredients started with an R. So Sunday night, we learned about the reason for revival. And Pastor Troy had talked about in Ezekiel 37, God showed the prophet a pretty creepy vision of this valley that was filled with dead and dried up bones scattered everywhere. And God asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? And as soon as the prophet spoke to these bones, God pulled the bones together, put flesh on them, and breathed his life into them again. And that's a pretty powerful picture of what revival is. And that kind of set the tone for the rest of the week of, okay, this is big. Like, this is going to be something that is absolutely amazing. And so moving into Monday, you know, we talked about revelation. And revival begins when God reveals who he is, you know, what he said and what he's done in a new way to his people in the world. In Nehemiah, revival happened in Jerusalem when the priest Ezra read from the law of Moses. The people wept, shouted, turned back to God as they learned more about who he was. And today, in our time, God reveals himself through the Bible. And, you know, the truth is we live in a time where there's a lot of people who have a skeptical view of the Bible, even though they haven't necessarily read it or even looked at it. It's just from what they hear from others around them, they have this view that it's just, there's no way. But revival begins when God's word is powerfully read and taught all throughout God's people. And so that's exactly what happened. God showed himself, God revealed himself, and we were reminded through Jesus, everything that the students said before, that, you know, Christianity isn't about making bad people good. It's about making spiritually dead people alive. And I'm glad that stuck out to you guys, because the moment he said it, my jaw dropped. I was like, wow, that hit me like a train. That's amazing. And we know that to begin revival, for people to start feeling alive again, it starts with revelation. It starts with that revealing of who God is. So then moving into Tuesday, we talked about receiving. We talked about receiving revival, right? And that revival isn't something that we can just take or create ourselves. It's not something we can manufacture. It's something that we have to receive from God. Now, the thing about this, and this is the part that oftentimes trips people up a little bit, is we also have to be ready to receive revival from God. And so we looked at some of the roadblocks that can get in the way of us truly receiving this revival. Whether it's shame, insecurity, comparison to one another, comfort, sin, division in the body of Christ, all of these things. In church, if I had the words to describe to you how ready these students were, I would, but I just don't. I remember I think it was Tuesday. This is something I had never experienced. It was when we were worshiping, and we were in the middle of a song, and I just could not speak anymore. All of the words had left my mouth, and I was behind everybody. In the aisle of the chapel, a little bit behind everybody, trying to worship. But like I said, I just couldn't speak. And I looked forward, and I saw probably 99% of the students with their hands in the air, belting out everything they had in them. I heard the students over the band, and it just brought tears to my eyes. I was just standing there in awe of the beauty of God, and it was right in front of me. It was absolutely amazing. And that night was big. That's when I knew that the students were ready to receive revival. They were on fire. And I knew that they were ready even from when we got there on Sunday, but Tuesday just felt different in such a good way. It was amazing. And in the evening, Troy was supposed to have a message talking about receiving the Holy Spirit. And while we were worshiping, we kind of paused for a second, and he just said, I had a message, on the Holy Spirit, but then I just realized that the Holy Spirit wrote a better sermon than I ever could. And he said, so you know what? I'm going to step back down, and we're just going to keep worshiping. And it was incredible. It was just so awesome. The students were just ready. They were ready to receive it. And so Wednesday, we're moving in just a little bit further into this idea of revival, and we talked about repentance. Because with revival comes turning from the world and turning back towards God. Now, I know from my own personal experience that this is probably one of the hardest things to do. And it's easier, to even ask God for forgiveness, but what tends to hold me back, and from I'm sure from some other students as well and some other leaders, is we tend to hold on to these things. We ask for forgiveness, but then we don't give them to God. We just stick with them. For some reason, like it's as if it's a reminder of what we had done wrong. And we let it stop us. And it is so hard to just hand it over and not ask for it back right after he takes it. It happens all too often. And so what we did was we grabbed note cards and we wrote down everything that, You know, we wanted to repent for everything that was holding us back, bad habits, sins, bad lifestyles, whatever it was. We wrote it on this note card and we threw it in the trash. And later that night, we burned it at the fire, because the reality is they have no power over us. It's time that we let those things go. And so we did. And so during the evening session, Pastor Troy also talked about Jesus and Zacchaeus. And for most of the people who grew up in the church, Zacchaeus, when they heard we were talking about Zacchaeus, it's like, we know the story. We don't, why are we talking about this right now? But it was perfect to what Troy was trying to do. Where when Zacchaeus, you know, he had all of these bad habits, he had this bad lifestyle, and he was hated by people. When he repented, when he gave that to God, what he did was he replaced the bad habits with good. He replaced greed with generosity. And that was the entire point of bringing that up, because when we had our first note card and we wrote everything that we needed to get rid of, we grabbed a second note card and wrote down exactly what we were going to replace it with. And it was a beautiful thing to see, let me tell you. And Troy said it himself. He said, repentance without replacement is a recipe for relapse. He really tried to keep all of the R words in there, if you couldn't tell. But what he said rang true, where oftentimes, if we don't replace these habits with good ones, then yeah, we might relapse and we might go back to it. So let's give these things up. Let's not hold on to them anymore. They don't have any power, and let's replace them with good. And Wednesday night, there was this feeling of freedom that I don't think I have felt in a long time. I had a student come up to me, and I'm not going to share his name because I don't know if he wants me to share this. But he came up to me and he said, hey, I just feel really good right now. And I was like, oh, yeah? And he's like, yeah, I feel like I should be feeling guilty, but I don't. And it just about broke me. I was like, oh, yes, like you're finally feeling this freedom that I've been trying to tell you about. You're finally feeling this revival that you came here to feel. And so up till this point, you know, we've talked about revival and how it starts with God revealing himself. We've talked about how, you know, we need to be able to receive this gift from God, and not just receive it, but also to be ready to receive it. And then we talked about repentance and replacing these things that we gave to God so we don't relapse. And the final day, we talked about the return to, you know, our everyday lives. This is something that we teach every year at Jamonville, and something that we talk about. The students all know that I hate the phrase mountaintop experience, because it almost puts this feeling in a box, this feeling of freedom and this connection with God, where it's something that we can only experience on the mountain, and that's just not true. And that's why I hate that phrase. This is something that we can experience at home, and so we hit really, really hard. Well, how can we take this home with us? What can we do every day to change the way that we live at home? And every year I know that it's going to be hard. This year, though, coming home, I've never been more confident. We're going to do this, and I am excited to see it. And, you know, Pastor Troy, he was telling us that revival just can't stay in our own, you know, ministry or our own, like, influence circles and our own personal bubbles. This is something that needs to be spread, right? Real change and transformation in our circles of influence have to take place as a result of this revival. It has to. And I know that they're going to. And overall, like I said, just to kind of wrap this up a little bit, this week was something special. These students, just like Emma said too, they're going to need you guys. They're going to need you guys' support. They're going to need everything that you guys have, because change is coming in a big way. And I don't want any of you guys to be surprised if you see some of the youth leading that charge, because it's coming and it's going to be big. But they need your support. They have each other, they have the leaders, they have all of us around them, but they need you in the day by day. They need their parents, they need their friends, they need the congregation to be supporting them at all times, pushing them towards this revival, keeping them accountable. Whatever that looks like, they need you guys. Let's pray. Lord God, just thank you for who you are. God, we are in awe of you. Lord, this past week was powerful. Lord, this past week was so, so good. God, thank you for revealing yourself to us, to these students. God, don't stop. God, I pray that these students keep this fire, Lord, that they go every single day, they go out of their way to show this revival. Lord, that this revival spreads to the schools, to the community, to the sports team. Wherever they are, Lord, the revival will follow. God, give them the strength to do this. God, just thank you. Thank you for loving us. It's in your name we pray. Amen.